pitch the ball to Bell. That's upfield. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. What a run.
Kicks it left wing, Lucas. Three-point jumper. Good. 6 seconds. Rebound! Cowboys win! Cowboys win! Oh, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
Okay, Matt Amillion, welcome back to the podcast. Have you recovered from your beatdown last week in the Guess the Lines game?
Yeah, but it didn't take long to recover. I didn't really even feel it, to be honest with you. I kind of felt happy for you.
Okay, well, let's get to the lines. There's some weird games this week. I don't really feel like there's a lot of good games, but I think there are some interesting lines.
Yeah, and I was going through these games to pick them, and if you go down the SEC schedule, it is just unbelievably boring. I mean, they're playing like Florida. I can't remember who else. They're playing like, you know, FCS schools. There's at least three of them among the major ones. So yeah, it's kind of a lame week.
Yeah, it's really, you're right. It's a weird week.
Where's game day?
Game day is actually at
Ann Arbor.
No, it's in Houston.
Oh, okay. I guess they deserve it.
Yeah, it's Houston SMU, but the Herb Street's doing the Baylor OU game because that's the 7 o'clock game.
Wow, that really is a boring day. Whenever Herb Street's gonna go to Waco and for the primetime game, and game day's at Houston.
Yeah, really weird. Okay, let's get to the games. The first one we've got is North Carolina at Virginia Tech. And I said Virginia Tech by 15.
And I was a little below you. I said Virginia Tech by 12. And it's actually Virginia Tech by 13. So we're kind of back into the routine of me pulling ahead of you. I don't have a whole lot to comment on a lot of these games based off this weekend just because I watched zero football. But I don't know. She kind of threw out a number around 2 touchdowns. Do you know much about UNC?
No, I looked at their schedule. They don't have any good wins. I agree with you. It's kind of weird because Virginia Tech is a top 10 team, and they're playing a team that I would say is considered average, and they're only favored by 2 touchdowns. I guess what I'm saying is I feel like if you had an Arkansas or a Clemson playing UNC, they'd be favored by 21 or 24 or something like that.
Yeah, some, at least upper teens. It's kind of funny because when you start to look at the lines, how they come out, it really shows you that sometimes teams are just ranked where they are by default. I mean,
yeah,
Virginia Tech, they're not a top 10 team, but they're there because of, circumstances of them, I'm sure, winning average games. And because Georgia Tech's not really that – it's a good win. On the road.
Right, but it's a team it's a team you should beat, definitely.
Yeah. So obviously they're top 10 just because things have worked out well for them and other teams have lost.
Yeah.
To teams that are probably better than them, so.
Okay, second game is Nebraska at Michigan. Nebraska obviously coming off that emotional win at Penn State. Michigan got a big win last week as well. I said Michigan by 3, mostly just because it's a home game.
Right. I think Nebraska is a little better. And since it was at Michigan, I just want to pick them because I feel like it's really almost the same team against each other.
Yeah. Yeah. In a lot of ways it is because you got a quarterback that likes to run more than he likes to throw. And it's probably better at running than throwing. Nebraska's defense is probably a little bit better, but Michigan's...
What about that, too? But I'm not so sure that they're that... I mean, I was hearing how it's a huge drop-off this year. Obviously, we don't follow them as much because they're not in the Big 12, but yeah, I have the same
Well, I was saying that more from the perspective that I don't think Michigan's defense is that good.
Okay.
And not that Nebraska, I mean, I think Nebraska's is better, but not because they're, you know, stellar.
Because they're nothing for their own. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well, it's actually Michigan by 2.5.
Yeah. So I take that one. So.
Yeah, you do. You're right on it.
Yeah. So we'll get a little competition this week.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Makes it a little more interesting.
Next game, I'm a little surprised by the line. We've got Mississippi State at Arkansas. And I thought I went too low. I said Arkansas by 17.
I said Arkansas by 15. So you're surprised because it's at 14.5 is the where it opened at.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a little higher than that. I don't know. Mississippi State's just not very good, and Arkansas is really rolling right now.
Yeah, could you say that's one of the biggest disappointments of the year?
Oh, absolutely. I thought Mississippi State was going to be, you know, like a top 20 team. They showed flashes last year. I think they took Auburn to the wire. They took I don't know if they took Alabama to the wire, but they won a couple games and played in a couple games last year that they really shouldn't have been in. And they've just, I think they're 1-5 in conference this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guess who the money's going on? Mississippi State.
Really?
They're showing now it's kind of dropped to be around minus 13 for Arkansas. Which is good for our parlay, because I'm sure we'll take that one.
Yeah, we'll take Arkansas there.
I would think that we would. But Mississippi State, they played Bama close, but Bama was coming off. Wait, am I looking at... Sorry, I was looking at a different schedule. You know, they just played Bama close, and Bama was coming off that one game. Lost to South Carolina by 2, and lost at Georgia.
At Auburn
and LSU, so they've played some tough games. But.
Yeah, I don't know how good South Carolina is right now without without a lot. I know we'd say that every week, but
you're probably right.
Okay, next game we've got Clemson at North Carolina State, and I whiffed on this. I say Clemson by 18.
Right, and I think that I think you're giving Clemson too much love. I think you liked them to cover last week too. But who did they play? They did win.
Yeah.
Wake. And Wake's better than I think people think. I think Clemson by 14.
They won on a last-second field goal.
Oh, wow.
I think they won by 3. So, I am giving Clemson too much love. But you said Clemson by 14, and it's actually Clemson by 10. Did you already say that?
No, I don't think I gave the extra one.
Okay, so Clemson by 10. So you take that one.
And it's already down to 7.5 or 8,
wow,
depending on So, I mean, those are kind of the ones where you like to jump on. It's like, all right, before they start going back up, those, you know, it's, we don't place our bet quick enough. If we placed it, like, right when it came out, you know, take NC State to cover the 10, and then when it gets down to 7, you know, throw it back on Clemson.
Yeah.
And then you pretty much can't lose. You bet the same amount, and you can – I mean, isn't that how it goes? I mean,
yeah, sure. And you split the middle. So if Clemson wins by if Clemson wins by 8 or 9, then you double up. Otherwise, you just nothing.
Even.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah. So, all right. So 3-1.
Yeah. Okay.
The game day matchup.
Yeah, the game day matchup. SMU at Houston. I don't know. I don't know why I said this, but I said Houston by 11.
Whiffed again, man. I said Houston by 24.
Yeah, and I just don't think SMU is a bad team. I mean, I don't think they're good, but I don't know. I watched them play. Who was it? A&M, I guess, this year. And of course, I don't know how good A&M is now, but they played them tough, you know. They played them hard, and I don't know. I was way off because it's Houston by 21.5.
Yeah. I just pulled up Houston's schedule. Let's see. They've looks like they've won by 56, 43, 39. These are the past games, looks like a 45 there, 53, and then 7. So they've been rolling teams. Like you said, SMU's not bad, but you know, they're going to do everything they can to put up 60 plus.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's going down. I'm not sure where it's at right now, but it definitely was being bet on, money was going on SMU.
Yeah. Okay, we got Penn State at Ohio State. I mean, this is obviously a circus. yeah. I said I think Penn State's better, but I said Ohio State by 3.
I said Ohio State by 6. I don't know who's better. You just know nobody's gonna score. I'm taking the under, whatever the over under is. I haven't looked it up yet.
What if it's like 12?
Okay. But still, even then, you'd be scared to bet it. All over that, you know, 6-3 game.
It's actually, the line is actually Ohio State by 5.5. So you were only off by a half point there.
Yeah, which, you know, isn't rare. I'm all over these lines. Yeah. We've actually, one of the two of us or both of us have been pretty much right on these so far.
Yeah.
It's 5-1.
I can't believe it's 5-1. I feel like I've been on my game this week, and I'm still just getting rolled.
It's all right.
We got.
I didn't even watch any games this past weekend. I don't even know.
Yeah, I know. I realize that. We got.
I'm just gonna remind you.
We got Texas Tech at Missouri. Texas Tech they're terrible. I mean,
yeah.
I know you didn't. You probably just got to see the highlights, but they're not good. I said Missouri by 16. I was all over it.
You were half off, and I was, you know, I went 18. And it's 16.5. And did you hear about Henry Josie? Man, that just sucks.
Yeah, all these running backs going down in the Big 12 is terrible.
But how many has Missouri lost over the course of the season? Wasn't Josie? He wasn't even their top guy, was he? Wasn't he like the third? I could be wrong there.
I think he's leading the Big 12 in rushing yard. I mean, do you mean from the beginning of the season?
Beginning of the season, I'm pretty sure there were some other guys that were kind of. I'm just gonna look at Missouri's.
Yeah,
I'm
not positive on that.
Okay, we'll move on, and then if I find it, I'll let you know. But yeah, that is sad, man. He was good.
Okay, our next game is Kansas at Texas A&M. I said A&M by 22. They're just reeling right now. I mean, they don't know who they are. They don't really. I mean, they're 5-5. I mean, is that serious?
Yeah. I went 24 and. You know, really wanted to go in the 30s, but it's like you just can't.
Yeah.
It actually is A&M by 30.
Yeah, which is I don't know. That's interesting. I mean, I definitely think they're 30 points better, but are they going to play like it? I don't know. I don't know what they are.
Like, I'd be more inclined to bet on Kansas, but it's just so hard to actually bet on Kansas.
to place actual money on KU.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hold on. Looks like I'm looking at. Sorry, I had something on the Missouri rushing statistics, but not there yet.
Okay, next we got 4 games left. What's the score right now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-2.
So I have to win all of these to beat you, and we'll get to them. We got OU at Baylor. I said OU by 15.
Yeah, I'm kind of going to just lock it up with getting it right on the money because I said OU by 14. I mean, you're only one off, but.
Yeah, but that's ball game for the week.
Yeah. You know, we actually, this is probably the first week we've picked so close together on a lot of these, you know, off one here, off two or three on on several others.
Yeah.
No, just made sense. 2 touchdowns. I'd like to think that Baylor can't hang with OU, just like they couldn't hang with us.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we'll be taking OU in our parlay there.
Mm-hmm. Which we take OU several times. It kind of hurts to say we do that.
I know.
It's all about the money.
Yeah. Okay, we've got USC at Oregon. Oregon coming off that big dub in Palo Alto. I've got Oregon by 2 touchdowns. I got them by 14.
Okay, I just had Oregon by 10.
Yeah, I think if you would have watched Oregon play on Saturday, you might have said, I mean, they looked, I mean, obviously midseason form, they just looked like they could. As I was watching that game, I was like, you know, it'd be interesting to see them play LSU again right now, you know, just because they got the offense really rolling. And I don't know. I think it'd be an interesting game.
Yeah, but you can't have a rematch in the national championship game, of course, assuming we lose. Not assuming, but if we lose. Because what if Oregon comes back and beats LSU? And it's like, okay, you're national champions because, I mean, you won the second game. I'm sure that...
Yeah. No, you're right.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there, okay. Finishing strong, maybe. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we got Kansas State. Do we give the Oregon line 16 and a half?
I think you did.
Yeah, okay. We got Kansas State at Texas. This is a bizarre line. One of the most bizarre I've seen all year.
Yeah.
And I said Texas by 2.5, not because I think they're better, but because I think Vegas gets a lot of action when they have Texas favored like that.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be action the other way.
Yeah, I don't know. I said 2.5.
Getting ahead by, yeah, and I just said 2. It started at 7.
Yeah.
And it moved to 9.
That's
unreal. Really made sense to me. Because I'm like, you're taking a team that's, I mean, they are. They're better than Texas. And they've, you know, K-State's had a good defense. I mean, up until they've played us and OU, but Texas does not have that. They don't have that offense.
No. Or so. Even A&M. I mean, A&M put up 50 on them and, you know, quadruple overtime. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how overtime went, but yeah. So, no, if Texas scored 5 against Missouri, I don't see him. I'm trying to find the updated line. I'm all over the place here, but yeah, it's at 9, 9.5.
That's bizarre to me.
Okay, well, you got another one, and then finally is our game.
Yeah, our game. I texted you on Sunday night, Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, whenever I turned my phone on, I had it.
And it said was 27, and you knew what that meant.
And I replied with 32.
And the actual line is 27.5. So I pretty much nailed that one. To no avail, though, because you took the week.
Yeah. And halfway. But it was close. I think it was 7-5. And hey, how are people putting money on Iowa State?
After what we just
did to Tech and what we've done to teams. I mean, it's not down a lot, but it's still down from 27.5 to like 26, 26.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Wow, kind of baffles me. Hey, I was just before you call. I was just watching PTI,
mm-hmm.
And one of the topics coming down the side was BCS. So I was like, oh, I wonder, you know, what they're going to say. And the question that came at the bottom of the screen was, I think, who else you play in the championship, or who would they play? And they were talking, they were throwing out names, and they hadn't even mentioned our name yet. Like, that was the thing. Wilbon just kind of like, well, they've talked about a rematch with Bama, but I don't know what they're missing. Now Oregon's jumping up there, so I hadn't said our name. And then Kornheiser finally says, well, what about Oklahoma State? And Wilbon says, I just don't see how they can win out. And that, to me, is, you know, I typically like both of those guys, really, at least on the show. I mean, entertaining, but, I mean, for the most part, I feel like that's, you know, they know what they're talking about. But how uninformed can you be to say you don't see it happening?
I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, the game with OU is going to be tough, but there's 8 quarters left. Like, of course OSU could win out. Like, it just doesn't even make sense, really.
Yeah, it was more of the way if he would have said it's going to be tough, you know, if he would have even said, I don't think they will, that's one thing. To say he doesn't see how we could, well, I could easily show you how we could. We're going to, you know,
we'll be favored in our next 2 games. So
you don't see us winning at home against a team that, honestly, this is, you know, maybe one of the first times we can say this, that we are better than. I mean, obviously that's our opinion, but
right.
And they're beat up. It's like, how can you not see that?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I know that all the talk is going to be, you know, who would LSU play if we lost? But that's only because, obvious that if we win out, we're in.
Right.
But it is kind of getting annoying that, you know, instead of, we have gotten more love. I guess I shouldn't go on that type of a rant because apparently Whedon got a little Heisman love last night, and deservedly so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did I was going to email you this. I looked I looked up who the game balls went to from game day final with our boys Lou Holtz and Mark May.
Yeah.
And Lou Holtz gave one. Whedon didn't get one. Now, granted, I didn't watch the game, but I saw his stats and I heard about everything. They didn't give one to Whedon. Lou Holtz gave one to BJ Daniels of South Florida for their huge win over Syracuse, I guess. And he had 254 yards passing, no TDs, no interceptions. And he did have 117 yards rushing against Syracuse. And it, obviously, you know, I wonder why he went that route.
Yeah, exactly.
Down there. But I just still thought it was kind of like, come on, dude, you're being so ridiculous. And then one other thing. I was listening to the Total Dominance Hour on my way home this evening, and Barry Trammell was on, and I like Barry. I don't care if people, you know, what they say about him. I actually do kind of like him because, you know, he does his research at least. He said he was talking with a guy at ESPN over the weekend, and he wouldn't say who because he said he liked him. He said this guy was talking up Texas as a, you know, making a BCS bowl. This was before they lost to Missouri. That's not the crazy thing, though. He said he also heard the name, you know, a name being thrown around as possible Big 12 Coach of the Year, Mac Brown.
Wow.
How can you be so wrapped up and in love with a program, no matter what program it is, to say that, you know, that they're going to make a BCS, or to say that Mac Brown is, you know, going to be the coach of the year in the conference? Isn't it obvious it's down to two guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Despite
what happened.
Yeah.
If OSU loses, it's going to Snyder. If they win, should go to Gundy. May but go to Snyder because of
yeah, but
hit.
Still could yeah, still could go to Snyder.
So, yeah. But no, those are just a few things. I wish I would have seen it, man. I really wish. Sounded like it would have been a fun one to watch.
Yeah, no, it was spectacular. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I've already got Friday night blocked off. There, nothing's going to get in the way. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel about a Friday night game, but
yeah,
all right, man.
I don't either. Okay, appreciate you coming on, and congrats on another week of winning the line picks.
Really appreciate it. You're just trying to, I think, well, I'd say you're just trying to maintain consistency so we don't, you know, screw anything up from May.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but you won last week, and it didn't hold us back from beating Tech by 60. But we still have to do this no matter what because we're a little superstitious.
Yep, we'll be here again next week.
Good stuff, man. All right, take it easy,
brother. Talk to you later.